Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. We're starting a little bit late. We went long with Pizzola, but I could have him on for 4 hours a day. I just love his style. I was talking with Dan about it during the commercial break. His style to me, he's absolutely disgusted with the way that I approach the industry that he loves. And yes. I can't gamble any other way because I don't have any of the smarts or the patience that he does.
Oh, it reminds me of like the super duper serious football guys I played with. And they'd be like, what are you doing? Going to get a massage and cryo treatment? I'm like, no, I'm going to Tootsie's. Like, I'm just, right, I'm enjoying this ride. Like,
you can't be anyone but yourself. You can't, you can't do it the other way.
That's what it is. Like, hey, would you hedge this? But it's called, what's it called? Affirmation. A lot of people ask questions for affirmation of their own opinion.
Yes.
And that's what you do, Hulk. You ask me all
that's
the time.
That's exactly hey, what I do. I already know what the right answer is. I just want to see if you know the right answer. It makes me feel better, but it doesn't take me off my position of what the right answer is.
Doesn't pull you at all. You said the phrase, I forgot it. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct. Or...
I'm not so certain.
I'm not so certain.
I'm not so certain.
I just gave you a stat.
2 + 2 = 4. Well, I'm not so certain. Very disarming when you do that to someone.
It's very infuriating.
Let me give you a quick road to a repeat that's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I'll remind you again, everything you need to know about the Panthers is at floridapanthers.com. They've got everything from how to buy tickets for games 3 and 4, which will be in Sunrise next week. You have player and coaches interviews. You have info on watch parties. It is all there at floridapanthers.com. Tonight, you can hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Pregame starts at 7:30 with Doug Plagans. Game begins. Puck drops at 8 p.m. You'll hear every game on this very radio station. Tonight, we're going to be watching the game, me and Solana, Josh Appel. We're going to be watching the game at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So if you're looking for a spot to hunker down, watch a little game one action with us, that is where we will be. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And if you feel like having a little fun with some Cats fans, join us if you so desire. Let's get headlines since we started the hour very late. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory. like the Tucson Sonata and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I feel compelled to let everybody know that, yes, we have referenced the Matt Mervis home run yesterday in his debut with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp in Triple A. It was the only run by the Jumbo Shrimp, and we're aware of it, 100% aware of it.
Somebody texted in, by the way, because I was saying I'm looking for prop bets maybe to be posted for that Jumbo Shrimp game. Somebody texted in, no prop bets on minor league baseball, AHL, or NCAA on the Hard Rock Bet app. So probably just have to bet the Jumbo Shrimp to win because they're due. I've watched one of their games so far. They lost.
They lost 7-1.
I've watched one of their games. I just saw a final score, but I kind of feel like they're due tonight.
Who bats in front of and behind Mervis?
One of the guys on the team. You think I can get the this is the general manager at Funky Buddha. You know, Dan, who controls the TVs there? It was like their AV guy.
Chef.
I tell you, if you tell Chef Jeff to do something, I guarantee he can get it done.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have him put on one of the TVs on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp tonight while we're watching game one. I want to have one game on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Get ready for low definition.
Tonight, game one of the Stanley Cup Final, 8 p.m. right here on this very radio station. 7:30 is when our broadcast begins. I'll remind everybody, AJ Greer is out tonight for the Florida Panthers.
Jumbo Shrimp are minus 135 tonight, by the way. So they're favorites. They really are due. Total runs. Let's see. Yeah, total runs 8.5.
See. 8.5?
8.5 between the two teams. I mean, got to imagine Durham is going to continue to smoke the ball, baseball, as they've been doing last game.
ain't worth a damn.
I know yesterday you guys, you kind of brushed off, Hawk, at the very beginning of, maybe not yesterday, but Monday of the show, the idea that small market teams and the NBA finals don't make the finals as compelling. I agree with you, but ticket prices are down, according to Front Office Sports, 25% last year on TickPick. It's noteworthy, though, that last year, Dallas and Boston were in the NBA Finals, well, to against much larger markets.
That, right. And it makes all the sense in the world. So yeah, if you're in Oklahoma City and there's a population of 2 million, and then you've got to narrow down how many people are actually interested in going to the game versus New York City, where there's 18 million, and you figure out how many people want to go to the game. I mean, it's supply and demand. If there's less people, then the tickets can't be as expensive as they would be in Chicago, New York, Boston, Dallas.
And how weeks ago, you were asking questions to us and to guests about, have you ever traveled just to see a game? Not, I'm already in Boston, I'll catch a Celtics game, I'll look at the schedule. Are you traveling? I do not know what the hell is in OKC. What would I go to OKC with my family for and catch a game on the backside? What are we there for? To watch basketball? I would never do it. The concert thing, like that's where it started, was the concert thing. No, OKC, Indiana? Who's going to Indiana? What's in Indiana?
They got,
I'm not flying.
I'll tell you what. If I could wrap it around a Caitlin Clark game, she's not playing, she's hurt. But if I could wrap it around a Fever game, that would be a fun weekend. If you can go see an NBA Finals and a Fever game, that would be cool.
Hawk, a family of five. Pacers game, 3 hours. Fever game, 3 hours. How long am I in Indiana not doing anything because I don't know what Indiana offers me?
Bro, St. Elmo's? A little cocktail shrimp at St. Elmo's?
Oh, I mean, that's come on. Indianapolis, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been to Indianapolis. I was at the Combine. I've been back to two Combines since I was actually participating in it. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis is not a fun place to be.
Oh, for you.
Where was I just in? Green Bay. I was in Green Bay. I asked the dude at the restaurant, hey, man, is there a lounge, a club, something me and my wife just go to, listen to music? you can stay here and have a couple drinks. There's really nothing open after 10 p.m. I said, why am I in Green Bay?
So the Jumbo Shrimp play at Vistar Ballpark. And the manager is Darren Brown.
So we're all in then. We're Jumbo Shrimp fans.
Oh, 100%. If we honestly, if we can go to a game with Fred Taylor, what do you get to Jacksonville? You take that bright line?
I'm not getting on a train with you. There's no way I'm getting on a train with you for 4 hours.
Talking about the time of our lives. It also it stops in Orlando. We'd have a long ways to go after.
I'll meet you there. There's no way I'm sitting with you in one of them train cars for 4 hours.
As games can be viewed on the MILB, the minor league baseball .tv, MILB.tv. So
yeah,
you can call Chef Jeff during the break and see if they've got a hookup for MILB.tv on one of their TVs. That way we can watch the game tonight.
Call Ryan and see if he'll buy MILB.
How about this, Hawk? The according to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Twitter account, at Jack's Shrimp, the newly renovated Vistar Ballpark is up for Newsweek's best AAA ballpark for 2025.
I mean, we're crazy if we don't go.
Can we set up a fishing trip around it or something else?
No.
No, I mean, Hawk gave me holy hell about not going to what's this mall called again?
I mean, Sawgrass Mills.
Oh yeah, that one, Sawgrass Mills, and we have potentially the best AAA ballpark in the country, in our own state. I mean, it's a must go. It's a bucket list item now.
Is Yuri Perez pitching tonight, do you think?
I saw he's going to get called up within the next week.
I know, but I'm just curious who's pitching tonight. Trying to be more like Pizzola. I'd like to know a little bit about the game before I bet it.
Right.
Yeah, vet your bets.
Vet my bets. I didn't even want to tell him while he was on with us, but like, I am the guy who makes a bet during NFL season, and then they go, you know, Mahomes isn't playing. I go, what? I had no idea. I do that all the time. I have no knowledge of what I'm betting.
By the way, Yuri pitched yesterday. Yesterday was Yuri Perez Day versus the Durham Bulls. They did lose.
And Matt Mervis stole the show on Yuri Perez Day? That's all I need to know about
Stole
Mervis.
The show in a 7-1 loss?
Did a ding-dong.
No, they stole the show.
Today's T-shirt day. First 500 fans through the main gate on Georgia Street.
Yeah, it's 2000s throwback day.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
They do 17 different theme days all on the same day. They just hope one garners the attention on social media.
If anyone's going to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game today and they can get the old school label shirt giveaway, Crowder will give you $30 if I get one and a Crowder powder.
I'm not giving away nothing. So, Solana, a mall with more stores is not better than a mall with less stores.
That's right. According to Solana, you nailed it.
Simply, I listened to it all. A mall with more options is worse than a mall with less options.
But you're acting like I'm just saying, no, I'll just go to the CVS. Like, no, the mall, Dolphin Mall has adequate stores. It's not they have four stores. This isn't a general store. This isn't a general store from 1884. Like I'm not at a trading post. Dolphin effing mall, bro. What are you guys talking about here?
Dolphin Mall has four shoe stores. You want some shoes? Sawgrass has 12 shoe stores.
Oh, that's all I'm saying. Bro. It's 100% correct. Oh, you want to get a little something in the food court? Dolphin Mall has 6 food court options. Sawgrass Mills, 90.
it's not like that at all. Dolphin Mall is
very
massive.
Much like that.
Dolphin Mall is massive. It's massive.
I've been to Dolphin Mall. It's not massive. It's like Broward Mall.
Stop it. Get out of here, man.
Dolphin
Get
Mall
out
and
of
Dadeland
here.
Mall are like the same exact thing.
Dadeland Mall is a food court.
No, it's not. Dadeland Mall happens to have a very big food court. A very
and
big
that's
food
it.
Court.
They have seven stores around this big food court.
Well, no, they don't actually. Dadeland Mall is massive also, but I'm not telling you that Dadeland Mall is better than Sawgrass Mills or that Dolphin Mall is better than Sawgrass Mills. That's not the argument. The argument is I don't feel a need to drive an hour north to go to a mall when I have one that's 15 minutes away from my house that's adequate. It has all the things that I need.
CVS is adequate. You can get shoes, you can get shirts, you can get whatever you need at CVS. You don't ever have to go to a mall again. I just fixed it.
How far is South Beach? How far is South Beach from your house?
Like 45 minutes.
Why don't you just go to a lake?
That's what I asked him the other day. I asked, have you ever been to Fort Lauderdale Beach? He said, yeah. I go, why'd you go there? Same sand. And why would you drive all the way up to Broward for the beach when you're in Dade? They've got a beach there. Yeah. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by the way, fireworks night on Friday, if anyone's interested.
I got cussed out last night about fireworks.
Why?
I have leftover fireworks from 4th of July. Because, I mean, not 4th of July. What was just past? Memorial Day. My kids love fireworks. So I went and got like $600 worth of fireworks for Memorial Day.
That's crazy.
We didn't set them all off. And so I had leftovers and I started setting them off.
I got a mortgage to pay. I need to throw candles up in the sky.
I made sure I set them off before 8 p.m. because I'm like, this is not a normal firework day. My neighbors don't want, and I get the mortars. I get all the crazy ones. 7:44, we're setting off fireworks. Dude's walking out screaming, hey, you a-hole. Ah! And I'm like, bro, it's 7:44 at night. Like, what are you yelling at me for?
Not even dark yet.
It wasn't dark. Now, I tried to plan my fireworks around the time that I'm not disturbing people's lives, and the dude came and called me a nasty phrase.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I pay mortgage. It's not illegal in Davie. I can set off all I want. So if he's listening, get ready, because I'll be home tonight, about midnight.
You're setting off fireworks for Memorial Day, though? Come on.
Listen,
it's just enough,
bro, I set off
the fireworks. Your kids don't love the fireworks. You love the fireworks.
I love the fireworks. I'm a pyromaniac. I set my house on fire. And now I've got my kids loving fire. So now I can go buy as much as I want. And I just buy crazy amounts of fireworks on every occasion.
So when you make fun of me betting Matt Mervis, I mean, at least I'm not just throwing something in the air like a candle. You go, hey, everybody look over here. I mean, at least I'm riding it out.
You think a firework, a mortar is like throwing a candle in the air?
Pretty much the exact same thing.
It says, woof, boom, 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 boom. And all the glitter comes down and it, you know, it talks to you, sings songs.
Like a sparkler.
It's not glitter, actually. All you're really doing is making noise, spending money, and giving yourself neck pain the following morning.
This is Donnie Aaron. The guy's living in a mansion because of you. I always see the ads, Donnie Aaron fireworks.
What was that?
And I always see it in the Donnie Aaron fireworks. That's the big fireworks guy.
I go to the one on Daniel Beach Boulevard. I don't know, that Phantom or something. Oh, they got the
Phantom. We drive to Key Largo to hit up Phantom fireworks. Yeah.
So you go to Key Largo. How far is that drive?
I mean, that makes no sense. Why are you you're driving on to Key Largo for fireworks that you can get on Bird Road?
Well, no, you can't.
There's a guy selling them on Bird Road.
No, they're not. Dade County has outlawed for my entire life.
The guy selling them on Bird Road isn't really concerned with what Dade County has mandated.
Trust me, brother. They cracked down. They cracked down on the
shrimp and fireworks at that guy's stand. I know him, Umberto.
Let me tell you a secret. Go to the Home Depot parking lot. Look for the white van.
Nah, man.
You're
going to
get the
you.
Best fireworks in the history of the world.
They started cracking down. It's what we used to do. We used to get them from a guy named Abelardo.
Did he tell you to
drive? It's Bird Road. Bird Road. I would go, give me a bag of camarones. Give me dos mortars. And, and throw in a couple of mangoes. I got to get out of here.
I cannot buy those camarones off the edge of the highway. I cannot.
I do not understand that. That's one thing I cannot bring myself to do.
I'll get those little fat grapes. I'll get the limes. I'm not getting camarones.
Camarones from Abelardo on La 40 or gas station sushi.
That's a push.
Cameron is at least frozen. Yeah, that gas station sushi. Yeah, you guaranteed stomach virus.
The Marlins, they got swept today by the Colorado Rockies. Well, today was the third game of the series. They got swept in this series. The first series sweep for the Colorado Rockies since May of 2024. So over a year has gone by, and the Colorado Rockies, who had won just 9 games prior to this series, had not swept the team in over a year, and they did it to the Miami Marlins.
Not a good look. Should have kept Mervis. I'm not saying anything.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, hot, humid, but not as rainy. We'll take it. That's your weather.
I sent Pizzola my Venmo history, and it's just me slinging $25 to Ryan like 90 times in a row. And I just said, look out, man. You don't want a piece of it.
That's all enjoyment.
Ay, ay, ay. Who's doing a live spot here, me or you?
Thank me.
All right. Tell us about something, and then we'll come back and we'll preview the Panthers a little bit.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
America, take down Canada. Freedom.
Hawk and Crowder.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are we all thinking the Panthers steal one tonight? I haven't really asked you guys what you think. Crowder, Panthers go in there and steal game one?
Big rest. If it's low scoring, yes. If I have to bet, yes.
Panthers line going tonight is Oilers one. -120. Panthers are +100. They're even money.
Even money, like you even see with that line that Vegas is like, yeah, they should win at home, but they're the Panthers. They're great on the road all throughout the season and the playoffs. If I could, because I'm in damn Texas, I can't bet on the Hard Rock Bet app, but if I could, I'd bet the Panthers.
Solana?
I think if they're going to steal one, this is the best chance that they're going to get tonight. First game, they're more well-rested than Edmonton is. I know each team has had basically a week off.
Pretty well rested at this point. Yeah. And Edmonton didn't have to travel.
Yeah. But I think if they're going to steal one, it's this one right off the bat. And who were we talking to yesterday? Was it GR who told us the Cats are 8-2? 8-2 on the road this postseason. That's insane. Genuinely, that's absurd. They're better on the road than they are at home.
First player to score tonight on the Hard Rock Bet app. Leon Draisaitl at +800 is the favorite. Connor McDavid +900. Kachuk and Reinhart +1,000. Man, who do you got on first score tonight?
And as we're talking about it, I'm thinking back, because if anybody, well, nobody knows who GR is because nobody calls him that. That's George Richards. We talked to a number of people, and the Panthers wear them down. They won in seven last year, and they were talking about how in that third period of the seventh game, how Draisaitl, how McDavid, they were just exhausted. So I think they wear them down. They beat them up. Low-scoring games, like I said, that's what I want. I want a 3-1. I want a 3-2. I don't want this 6-5. I don't think that's our game. But I do think the Panthers will still want – they'll come back home 1-1, Hawk.
That's how I feel. I feel they come back here 1-1. And, again, they've been better on the road than at home. I'm kind of with – I think most of the people that you've looked at, if you've looked at, the so-called experts – in the sports media, most people are expecting 6 or 7 games on Oilers Panthers series and 4 or 5 games on Thunder Pacers series. And I'm always a little leery when everyone seems to be in agreement one way or another, but man, I just don't see how this Edmonton Panthers series goes, quickly, because they are so evenly matched.
Let me ask you a question. It's crazy. I wrote this down during the break. Because they was on, I'm watching ESPN, I don't know, NBA Live, I don't know what damn show this is. They said, where does SGA's season rank the all-time seasons, right? If he, and this is a big if, and I think it'll happen, if he wins final MVP and they win the championship, he's an all-star, he's all NBA, he's the NBA MVP, he'll be the finals MVP and the championship winner. The only difference is that Jordan in 92-93 averaged 32.6 points a game. He averaged 32.7 points a game. The only difference is 10th of a point in regular season scoring, and Jordan had all NBA, all-star, finals MVP, finals winner, and MVP. SGA's season this year, if they win it and he's the final MVP, is the best season in NBA history.
It just doesn't feel that way.
Because he's in the damn small market. I'm glad you said that, because he's in OKC. If SGA was in New York doing this with the Knicks, or he was even in Miami doing it with Miami, we would understand these numbers I just read. He's not. He's in Oklahoma.
Yes, I agree with you, but also it's the way he puts up those numbers too. You know what I mean? Like those points, like there's not many highlights coming from the free throw line. I mean, there are if it's Michael Jordan taking off from the free throw line, but when SGA is just shooting free throws, there's I cannot put it up there in the category of best NBA seasons, even though the accolades are there.
The number one season that NBA ESPN had up was Jordan's 92-93 season, and SGA beats him by a 10th of a point in regular season scoring.
Right. I've got you statistically, but I'm not certain.
But regular season scoring, that can't be the only metric. And Crowder, I'm not even telling you that you're wrong. Statistically, what the Oklahoma City Thunder just did as a team, and SGA is the best player. It's why he won MVP. It was a historic season, but you're seeing this a lot right now on NBA Twitter, young people especially. I saw a post that said Giannis Antetokounmpo is better than Tim Duncan. And like SGA, they're already saying he's better than Kobe. And he's on the left. And you see it from a lot of younger people who didn't watch greats from the early 2000s or the Jordans or whatever, where they're just like blatantly saying SGA is already in that conversation. Man, what made those guys special was how many years in a row they did it. So I'm not saying SGA won't be there yet, but to say he's had the greatest individual regular season of all time.
Statistically, it sounds like he has, but can't get there. But based on the way he does it.
This, I think there's so much context into it. I mean, the Thunder themselves, the team, are incredibly deep. Like, genuinely. It's not like SGA.
But the numbers are his.
Yeah.
Alana, Jordan wasn't playing with Walgreens workers. Jordan had dogs too.
Jordan arguably had the best team in NBA history.
I don't know.
Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Tony Kukoc.
Kukoc, Kerr, BJ Armstrong. Solana, you were still
BJ Armstrong. BJ Armstrong would be the 14th man on this OKC team. Get out of here.
Oh,
you were still drinking.
Tell me you never watched
the
good Bulls team without telling me you never watched the good Bulls team.
You were drinking colostrum when this happened.
Were those the Bulls teams with Bill Weddington and Luke Longley that we're talking about?
Bill Weddington, Luke Longley, Bill Cartwright. They went through a number of big men.
Isaiah Hartenstein would lock Luke Longley up in a second.
But I didn't. I'm not mentioning the centers, though. I'm just telling you the talent, like Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, and Tony Kukoc. Those were all stars. And Scottie Pippen's a Hall of Famer, top 50 NBA player of all time. Not a bad guy to have with you.
Dort and Chet Holmgren would run in the locker room if Scottie Pippen checked into the game.
You're not kidding.
I'm good, coach. What'd you say? I'm good, coach.
But
I'm
this is what the NBA wanted. This is what happens when all the owners around the league get upset because the Miami Heat put the big three together and they start adding these aprons and they start changing cap rules and they make it impossible.
Nothing matters anyway because Matas Buzel is about to light it up next season and no one in the NBA stands a chance.
Get Montez Buzelis into this conversation?
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up on this game one game night. I want to talk about your health. I want to talk about Matas Buzelis' health. I want to talk about your health and how it relates to Matas Buzelis.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.